This is Amid Yaimi Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Yurches Amid Beis. We pick it up at the very bottom of Yurches Amid Aleph. We're middle of discussing the fascinating topic of Shvisas Kelim. Beis Shammai holds, not only can you not do work, but your Kelim cannot do work as well. And Beis Hillel says, no, that is not accurate. Your Kelim do not have to be Shavis on Shabbos, as long as it doesn't make noise, is how we concluded yesterday. V'hashda da'amer Rav Yishia, says the Gemara, six lines in the bottom, Yurches Amar Aleph. And now that Rav Yishia has taught us, Amar Rav Asi, Ma'an Tana Shvisas Kelim Deraisa, who is the Tana that holds Shvisas Kelim Zedin Deraisa to Beisham Hivloi Beis Hillel, as we just explained. So says the Gemara, Le Beis Shammai, according to Beis Shammai, Bein Kavin Maisa, Bein Deloy Kavin Maisa, sir. Beis Shammai holds, your Kelim cannot do work. You did an action. You didn't do an action. Irrelevant. Your Kelim cannot do work. Le Beis Hillel, Avagav the Kavin Maisa, Shari, it's still mutter. So what's the Kasha? But now they're going to tell me, according to Beis Shammai, that even though an action was not done, it's aser. What's the kashas? We turn over to Yurches Amid Beis. Mugmar v'gofres my time ashari Beis Shammai. Mugmar, to make the kelim smell good. Gofres, the sulfur burning in your house. Why does Beis Shammai hold its mutter? Hosam manacha ara, says the Gemara, you know why? Because they're not in a keli. Even according to Beis Shammai, it's only a problem if there's a keli, if there's a utensil of yours doing work. But if the mugmar, if the gofres, if the spices, if the besamim, if they're just burning on the floor, there's no utensil doing work. So therefore, even Beis Shammai agrees it's mutter. Says Gemara, what about the next case? Kigis Vineru, Kdeiru Shvod, the barrel lamp and pot, and the spin, my time is Shari Beis Shammai. Why did Beis Shammai say for these cases it's mutter, you're soaking the barley for the beer? All these cases allowing the spit to continue on to Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Dimafkir Luchu Afkuri. The reality is, Beis Shammai holds it's not mutter. Only if you're mafkir, your kelim, then it's mutter. So according to Beis Shammai, there's an extra ritual you're going to have to do every Erev Shabbos. You have to make hefker your kelim. They're hefker, now they could do their work. Says the Gemara, Yurches Amid Beis Mantana, three lines down, a woman cannot fill up her pot with different types of food, or put it into an oven, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, before it gets dark. Then nothing, if you did it, it is asur. L'moitzai Shabbos. Asur mechlei shiasu. Not only is it asur on Shabbos, we know that there's a halacha that work done on Shabbos is also even motzai Shabbos. Kedei shiasu, the amount of time it would take for you to have done this work on motzai Shabbos. To cook this would take you an hour. You have to wait motzai Shabbos an hour before eating it. So who's the Tana that holds that? Similarly, like the Yimali Nachtum Chavi Shamayim, person cannot fill up a barrel of water, put it onto the oven Friday right before dark. If you do this, again, so it sounds like, who is that Tana? Lema Beis Shammai, Vloy Beis Hillel. It sounds like it has to be Beis Shammai. But what's the obvious kasho? The obvious question is how? How could it be Beis Shammai? We're making Stam Mishnayis into the opinion of Beis Shammai. Answers the Gemara, you're right. Afilu Tema Beis Hillel. Really, I'll tell you, it is Beis Hillel. But if it's Beis Hillel, what's the problem? Beis Hillel allows your Kelim to work. Explains the Gemara, Beis Hillel Zamaskim to Gezero. Gezero Shem Yechata Begacholim. If you leave an item cooking on a fire, this is one of the classical chashais in the world of Bishul, that you might stoke the flame. This is what we refer to as a shehiyah. the Isra of leaving soy cooking as it goes into Shabbos, that Beis Hillel agrees to, and of course, that's what we hold, that if an item is cooking as Shabbos enters, it is usur. Obviously, there are other conditions. Obviously, if you cover over the flame, it will be mutter, the blech, etc. Ask the Gemari, Achi, if this is true, Mugra Gafras Nami Legs, we shall have Xera, making your house smell good. Says Gemara, Hasan Lai Mechati, lay over there. There's nothing to be Mechata, there's no coals to stoke. Why? Very important line. The Mechati, what's going to happen if you stoke? So in the flame of a pot, stoking gets a bigger flame, it cooks better. But by the Mugmar and the Garfas, you know what's going to happen if you stoke it, says the Gemara. Salik Mukotra. What's going to happen is it's going to bring smoke up the Kashle, and it's bad. You don't want smoke in your house. You don't want your clothing filled with smoke. So we're not worried that someone will do it because it is negative for your items. Says the Gemara, Unan Chalpisha, Namile Exercial Bundles of Flax. Should not be allowed to put it to the oven right for Shabbos, even according to Beis Hillel. Says Gemara, also given the kashle zeka over there, since the air is bad for the bundles of flax. Lomi Galilei, you're not going to open the oven because it's going to ruin it. Similarly, your legs are. What about putting the wool into the vat again? We should have the same gezira. Amar Shmuel, b'yira akura. It's a vat that's off the fire. You're just letting it continuously bubble and boil with the wool inside. Why are we concerned that you're going to stir the pot? Bakura vitucha, that it's tucha, it's sealed. So we're not worried you're going to stir the pot. Says the Gemara. Okay, so we've explained that even Beis Hillel at some level is maskim. At what level? At a level that is a concern, you'll stoke the flames, the Isra of Shehiyah. 20 lines down, the first one line is vitucha, says the Gemara. Vahashta damar mar, and now that Beis Hillel said, it's also Gzeir Shem Yechata B'Gachalim. Hai Kedera Chaisan, this is the heter. Well, Bizman Chazal at least. Hai Kedera Chaisan, if we have a pot of raw food, Shari Lanucha Erev Shabbos B'Chashecha B'Tanura, should be allowed to put it Erev Shabbos in the oven right before it gets dark. Why? We just said it's a Gzeir, you might stoke the coals. My time, Kivan de Lechazi Lorta. Even if you stoke the coal, it's not going to help. It's a raw piece of meat. It takes time to cook. It won't be ready at night. Therefore, your Mesach Das, that's something that you're even thinking about. You're not going to come to stoke it. Ubishel, a cooked pot of food. Shaber Dami. As well as mutter. Why is it mutter? Because there's no reason to stoke the flames as it's already edible. Says the Gemara, Bashil, V'loi Bashil, Aser. Partially cooked, it's Aser. Vishadabe Garma Chayo, if you put in a raw piece of meat, Shabar Dami, then it will be mutter. Now, what exactly does it mean, Bashil, V'loi Bashil? This is the massive sugi of Shehiyah. At what level it becomes mutter? Numerous opinions. In the Rishayim, le Maisa, we hold once it's a third cooked, then it's allowed to be left cooking into Shabbos. But if it's a covered flame, then it's always going to be mutter anyways. But lechatzchila, we always mention everything should be cooked fully going into Shabbos. Continues the Gemara of Hasha, Damar Mar, now that Mar has said, Komi the Kosh Lezik, anything that the air is harmful to it, Lomi Galilei, you're not going to open up to stir the coals. Hai Bisra the Gadi Visarik, if we have meat of a goat that is, or an oven that is sealed, Shabar Dami, there's no problem with Shehiyah. So if you steal your oven, which how you do this conventionally is a little bit difficult, but then there won't be a problem. Debarach avalei sharik. On the other hand, if it's meat that is mature, it's tough, and therefore the air won't bother it, and it's not sealed, aser. Degadi avalei sharik, somewhere in the middle. If it's a goat and it's not sealed, or debarach avalei sharik, it's a ram, it is sealed, ravashi sharik, v'yermi amidifti, aser. Says the Gemara, the Rav Ashi Shari Vatanani Selin Basar Batel Ubeya, you cannot roast meat, onion, or eggs. Elikdesh and Selim Ibad Yoim. Why? Says the Gemara, said the Baruch of Lissari, a mature one, and therefore the air is not, but Lissarik, and therefore that's the reason why Ein Soilin, says the Gemara. Igidi Ami, we have a second lush at everything we just said. We're 20 lines to the bottom. The first one line is Sarik. Igidi Ami. Says the Gemara, the Gadya, when it comes to a kid, bein sarik, bein loy sarik, whether it is sealed or not, shapir dami. Debarcha Nami Visharik, the meat of a mature ram, if it's healed, chap or dummy. Keep ligi, according to the second Lashon, Debarcha Vlaisarik, they argue on the middle case. Dravashi Shari Vervirmia Mi Difti Aser. And Revirmia Difti says it is Aser. And now the basically the same kashal Ravashi Dishari Vatanani Tol Basar Basal Lubeya Kleesh Tol Mibayoim says the Gemara Hasa the Basi Vigumi. There is talking about meat over open coals, not in a closed oven, and therefore that is the reason why everyone agrees it's going to be an issue, because we have to be afraid you're going to stoke the coals. We just begin the next sugya. Actually, now we don't begin. One small sugya to end the day. 10 lines to the bottom, the two dots. Beishami Oim Remain Maichin says Beishama, you're not going to sell to a guy on Friday, but Beisil says it's allowed. Says the Gemara Tana Rabban, let's understand this. You cannot sell an item to a guy. You cannot even lend it to him. You cannot lend him either that he's going to return that item or he's going to return a different item. Can I give him a present? Ella Kadesh Gia Lebesoi. Says Beishamai, a similar halacha, he has to be a Gia Lebesoi during the day. It's his own item. What do you mean? He bought it. So Rashi already points out, because people might think that he is your shliach and it's your item. That's why it's aser. It's mutter, even if there's only time for him to reach the house near the wall of the city. Rav Akiva, he has to leave your house before Shabbos. Rav Akiva, all he's doing is coming to explain. And this is really where it comes from, that certainly on Shabbos, a guy should not be walking out of your house holding something. So if there's an Erev is one story, but to hold a muksa item is a similar halach. This is one of the Marim Mekayim, is why you can't pay a guy, let's say, leave money for a cleaning lady, let them take it and leave it on Shabbos. There are maybe unique kulas, but in the general sense, a guy should never be seen leaving your house with such items, even according to Beis Hillel. And we'll pick it off for the two dots the next year. B'siyata Dishmaya.